Our understanding of the process of deterioration of defective concrete blocks continues to evolve, and it's recognised that NSI is undertaking work in this area. A recent online event hosted by Engineers Ireland provided a lot of insight into these concerns. Some engineers are of the opinion that IS 465 is currently not fit for purpose, as long as it does not consider sulphide oxidation in Donegal defective block work, and the standard should be updated as soon as possible based on available research. Almost 10 years have passed since the defective concrete problem was raised with the Department of the Environment. Dwellings as far back as 1994 have been found to have muscovite mica and pyrrhotite, equivalent total sulphur levels above allowable limits. There's still much debate about the causes. It's imperative that meaningful research is carried out and brought to conclusion as quickly as possible. The scheme will have to have flexibility to incorporate new findings as they arise. One such example of flexibility is that engineers have observed in some cases where homeowners who have had to test a property as part of a house sale only discover block work is effective, even though there's no visual damage. These homeowners should be included in the scheme. Criteria must be put in place to allow remediated property to be sold and mortgaged. And this provides certainty to homeowners and to the conveyancing sector.